All right. Next up is Third Cat with their song Green Machine. I like the guitar work and the singing, and as always with Third Cat, we get some really good effects scattered throughout the song. The singing of the first verse has some really good expression, like on the line, "on how to get you." It sounds more playful in a way that I like a lot. You know, we kind of don't hear a lot of that sort of expression from Third Cat, but I like that line a whole lot. Otherwise, the song didn't really hit me very hard, and in some ways it seems like there's a lot of starting and stopping throughout the song, like between sections, and sometimes even between riffs, like that whole section immediately before the last chorus. You know, it's fine enough song, but I couldn't get really excited about it.
What do you think the Green Machine is, Ryan?
Oh, why did I not care to look into that more?
No, I don't. I don't have any... perfect answer is just there's a machine and it's green and the song is definitely all about it, but I don't know that I know a whole lot more about it than that.
I think it's a bomb.
It's just okay. Yeah, I was gonna say, I did write already, is the Green Machine weed? The green is the weed.
I think maybe I just assumed it was a car or something. Yeah. And just thought, well, my first thought is probably accurate.
Yeah. Brian, do you have any more thoughts? It seems like you're on a roll here.
Much more to say on this song. Not a whole lot. It's pretty well constructed. The chorus melody is catchy. I'm there with it. I agree about the kind of stop-startiness. Like, I'm always kind of particularly satisfied with myself when the transition from a verse right into the chorus, and then the next verse can kind of start right away, like, satisfyingly, but without stepping on something. And that's, of course, if I'm not trying to add space or add a solo or something. I'm really proud of that. And this one is just kind of like the section ended and there needed to be kind of a bunch of measures to then have the next section start up. So it could be a little tighter. You know, I wondered what the Green Machine exactly was. We hear quite a lot about it. It's a machine. It flies literally or figuratively. And that's about it. And, you know, among a lot of songs that tried to take the prompt a little bit further, more, you know, deeper and more dour, or all the way to outer space, this one was straight down the middle. There's a machine and it's green and that's a color, and let's sing about it. How about you, Chimpy?
Yeah, I felt the same way. I mean, the song just doesn't really say a lot. I had the same question about the Green Machine. Why is it worth singing about? What does it mean? But ultimately, Third Cat songs are really not about the lyrics for me. They're really about the all of the cool sort of ear candy and different effects he puts in. Like, I love the things he does with EQ filters. Like, he'll open up the filter, like, right when the chorus comes in, like, when all of a sudden it was pretty narrow spectrum of sound. Like, all of a sudden the chorus bursts out and it's full spectrum sound. Like, the filter's gone and it sounds pretty glorious. I also have in my notes the verse and the chorus sections and the various sections do not really smoothly transition. So they sort of like fall into each other, like clumsily, I thought. I felt like Third Cat was trying to fake me out. Like, you know, it's okay, here we go with the verse and then the chorus is about to happen. Or is it going to be a chorus, or is it going to be some strange, trippy interlude? I don't know. You're just going to have to wait a beat until it comes. I thought that was interesting, but at the same time, a little grating. I don't know. It didn't quite work for me. There's some pretty harmonies, and there's definitely some pretty trippy and nice effects. But yeah, ultimately, this song is not one that I really returned to over and over again or wanted to play again as soon as it had finished.